This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.
The snack champion of the world.
I snack so much that Ryder just calls me snacks. Okay, just reading that feta is apparently the world's healthiest cheese and nobody ever talks about it. Like, it's really good for your gut. It's rich in vitamin B2. It may actually help prevent diabetes, and it's got tons of calcium.
Okay, I'm having the biggest Greek salad again today. I've had Greek salad 4 out of the last 6 days, and I'm not mad at it.
I'm going to just eat feta cheese with a spoon. I love cheese, but I was so disappointed with a cheese snack yesterday. So at Co-op, I was grocery shopping quickly with just like a couple things, and they had 4 bags of Goldfish on for $10. So I was like, obviously I'm going to buy that. But I snagged the 4, threw them in my little basket, and then when I got home, I realized I didn't get like the regular OG Goldfish. They were the extreme flavored.
Oh.
So.
What do you got? Pizza?
Well, I got pizza and I got nacho cheese and then I got 2 of what I thought were the OG cheddar. I lay in my bed last night getting really excited, settled in with my book. My glasses are on, comfy slippers and my Goldfish. And because I keep them in my bedside table.
I have an issue with that.
What?
Goldfish in the bed. That's crackers in the bed.
No, they're not though, because they don't break. Right? So there's no crumbs.
The way you eat them.
So.
Open mouth, just.
Accidentally bought extreme cheddar. And I don't know if anyone listening ever has tried extreme cheddar, but there's like a really thick dust that's over them.
Okay.
And it's just not good. I want the salt, like the thick, delicious sea salt.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's like a cheddar powder. So I'm just really upset about my $10 purchase.
So for snack chat today, you actually don't have any updates on like anything relevant. It's just you talking about snacks.
I just don't want our listeners to make the same mistake I did.
Okay.
What about you? Do you have any snack stories?
Yeah, like when I found out we were doing a segment called Snack Chat.
You don't even snack. You never snack. I find it so weird. Are you listening right now? Are you someone that just doesn't snack or graze? That's weird to me.
So I actually did some digging and found out some interesting information.
Oh, I thought we were just like, oh, this is my chance to just talk about what snack I'm into lately.
Oh,
okay. Sorry.
Coca-Cola has announced 2 new upcoming flavors for the holidays. We're talking about the holidays.
I'm sick of these flavored Coca-Cola products.
Neither of them are pumpkin spice, luckily.
Cinnamon.
Okay.
Is it cinnamon?
No.
Gingerbread.
Nope.
Peppermint.
Nope.
Orange. Mandarin.
Okay. You were right the first time.
Oh, what?
Coca-Cola cinnamon is one of them. And check this out. Sprite winter spice cranberry.
Wow, that sounds like a disaster.
All right, Lisa's pissed that I get to pick a topic.
No, that's not true.
Are we talking about snacks or not? We already did.
Sorry that I like cheese.
Okay, so I got a wild story about how a kid was woken up.
Okay.
In Colorado, but I wanted to ask at 780-784-7107 if anyone's ever been woken up in a very strange manner.
To like maybe a crazy alarm, something was happening.
A fire.
A ghost.
Yeah. This text to 780-784-7107 from Jujube says, when I was with my ex, I would randomly wake up and one of her kids would just be standing there at the foot of the bed looking at me. They wouldn't say a single word. They'd just stand there and look at me.
Kids can be so creepy at night.
Yeah.
Because they're so quiet.
Hi.
Oh, they'll just be like at the end. Yeah, the end of the hallway. What are you doing?
Yeah, you look like you're from a horror movie. Please go back to bed. So you ready for this story? 13-year-old boy in Colorado woke up to a bear chewing on his ear and cheek.
Chewing?
Chewing.
Like a soft chew?
Yeah. Like gently biting his, like a dog would when you put your hand in their mouth.
Oh my goodness.
But it was a bear. Can you imagine waking up and a bear is chewing your face?
No.
Especially if you were on drugs. That would be wild.
Now,
what a ride.
What was that movie? Jonathan Taylor Thomas, America? Wild America is a movie. And ever since that movie came out and the scene with the bears in the cave, I don't know. I don't know if I could handle being around bears. I want to go hiking next week in Jasper. Everyone keeps telling me there's going to be a lot of grizzly bears.
You already got three different tools for the bears. You got a bear bell.
I got a whistle.
You got a whistle and bear spray.
And I have not bought bear spray. But apparently it's expensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think waking up to a bear, probably one of my biggest fears. I don't know if I could handle that.
780-784-7107. We want to do a round of the strangest thing you've ever woken up to. Hit us up. What do you got?
So about 3:30 last week, I got up just randomly. And I look over to the ottoman beside my bed because I heard something coming from it. And I see my daughter's eye staring out of it, staring at me. And then as soon as I said her name, she jumps out and she's like, "Oh, Dad, that was funny." And I'm sitting there, my heart's literally just racing, skipping a beat.
Like, how long was she in that ottoman for if you woke up at 3:30 a.m.? Oh,
I couldn't tell you. She's got some pretty good patience. She's probably in there from 12.
How old is your kid?
3.5.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Wow, there are some wild stories rolling in. I can't find it. There was one person that said that her friend or their friend woke up to the sound of like picture frames crashing down above the bed, and it was two huge rats.
No.
Running along. I would be livid. Terrifying. This text here says, "Good morning, guys. The weirdest thing I've woken up to, hands down, was while I was at my family cabin. I was sleeping outside in the tent trailer on the side of the house because there was no room in the house. I woke up to sniffing and the sound of tree branches from the tree outside that was smacking against the side of the trailer. Thinking the worst of it, it took me an hour to work up the courage to run inside the house to go pee. Turns out it was just a deer having an early morning snack." But those sounds, you think the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you're outdoors. Someone sent us the story about a wolf attack while they were tenting.
In Banff.
No, yeah. Thank you. No thanks.
The guy had to fight the wolf for like 3 minutes before one of the camping neighbors came over and helped him. Nuts.
Travis texted in saying, "I woke up on Wednesday morning to blaring loud death metal music that was playing on my Bluetooth. It kept switching from my bonus room to my living room as if someone was watching me. Turns out it was just my neighbor that had just moved in trying to connect to his new sound system." But that, to me, would be so scary. All of these sound like the synopsis to a horror film.
Well, especially, imagine how scary it'd be if you had music switching from room to room in your house before Bluetooth.
No.
That would be terrifying. I have one I'd like to contribute.
Okay.
When I was in grade, probably 7 or 8, you've heard this story before, but there was 2 Mustangs racing on the highway, and one hydroplaned and smashed into our brick sign. And there was bricks, like chunks of brick, that we found 200-300 yards away. There was guys scattered all over the yard. One guy landed underneath the trampoline because it was a convertible that hit the sign. If he would have hit the trampoline, though, he would have ended up in like the neighboring town.
Crazy.
Like, that would have been the sickest double bounce ever.
Wait, I thought you didn't wake up, though.
Well, I did to the ambulances later in the morning, but it was pretty wild to wake up and see a car folded up in your front yard.
It is interesting to hear stories about people who are really good at sleeping. Like, they're heavy sleepers, and things are happening around them, and they wake up the next day, and they're like, "What happened?" What? I didn't hear any of that. What?
Raising kids in 2019.
It's tough, hey?
Well, just, you do your best to not get them addicted to screens, but all the while we're addicted to screens. Everyone is.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems like we depend on it at this point.
Yeah. Well, you can always justify being on it, right? Like,
imagine back before technology, when you had to answer a question and you're like, "I really don't know the answer to this." And then you had to like search.
Right.
For days.
Yeah.
Find someone. Ride your horse.
Get the encyclopedia out. You ever have those growing up?
Yeah. Never really used it, though.
No, I can tell.
Wow, that was so good. Okay.
Apparently the new thing is bribing your kids to get them off their screens with money. Like, you pay them to go play outside.
That's really sad.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I would just hide all the devices. Listen, children need to be bored. Because when a child is bored, that is when they start using their imagination, which is necessary in life.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just thinking of moments growing up, like in my adolescence when I was bored and what I did.
Okay, but it's true. You need your children to come to you and say, I'm bored. Because then that's when you say there's a lot of chores to be done. And then they go and they find something
right.
to do. And they will have fun in their room or like build something.
Well, and I guess that's it. You got to come up with a system that's like an hour a day of screen time or half an hour a day of screen
time. And then
hide
time. The devices and it's okay for them to be bored. You don't have to feel like a bad parent because your kid doesn't know what to do next. Let them figure it out on their own.
And that's another parenting tip from Lisa.
Who isn't a parent.
Hot.
107.
Weird Date Wednesday.
I mean, it could also be the worst date you've ever been on. It doesn't have to be weird.
We arranged to go on a date. And, you know, she's like, well, let's go rollerblading. Sure.
She said what? Sorry, say that part again.
She said, let's go rollerblading.
Okay.
Okay, sure. I can find some rollerblades somewhere in my basement, dust them off and throw them on. So we're all rollerblading, and we come to an intersection, and it's right, you know, where for wheelchair access down to a crosswalk, the curb will kind of like, you know, dip in the slope.
Yeah.
I hook my rollerblade. I'm standing there waiting for the crosslight, and my rollerblade starts sliding down one of those, and I go feet over top and land on one of those like planters and crack a rib.
No.
Yeah, straight up, just caught me up. And just cracked a rib, and I had to finish rollerblading this date to not look like a baby.
With
a cracked rib.
A cracked rib is one of the most painful things I've ever experienced, for sure. I got mine from wrestling with a little person.
No way.
Yeah, they're a lot more dense than you'd think.
Yeah, so when the little person landed on him, it cracked his rib. True story.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't a date, though.
Well, that's exactly it. I've never been rollerblading again since. That's terrible.
Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Nat wrote in saying, my worst date ever? Wow, this is a memory. A Tinder date came over and ate everything in my fridge and then said he had to go and never talk to me again.
We got another text that was just as bad with food that said it was an internet date. And the guy is texting in and said that the girl showed up with another dude and they expected him to pay for dinner.
Okay.
What?
That sounds like a different kind of dating app.
This one, yeah, you hit a Thrinder instead of Tinder. This one says he cheated at bar trivia and then got into an altercation with a homeless guy on the way out of the bar. Like, when you cheat at bar trivia, you've hit rock bottom.
I think so.
Right?
I mean, don't get me wrong. Whenever I go to bar trivia...
You cheat.
No. I don't cheat, but I never know the answers, but I make it seem like I know the answers, so I'll put on my acting shoes, and I'm like, and then I'll hear someone else say it, and I'm like, and then I repeat what they said as if I didn't hear it. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Trending this hour.
All right, so the VMAs are going to be shaken down August 26th. I need to PVR it. I need to actually watch it. Every year I miss it, and then I only see the highlights the next day, which I'm sure is like just as good.
Yeah. It's usually the most interesting award show, though. Like the Teen Choice Awards shook down a couple days ago, and the only interesting story was that Taylor Swift was hungover.
Yeah, and that Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart weren't there, and everyone's like, are they together? Are they broken up? But like, that's as far as it went. Lame-o.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, this is trending. She gave a Toronto fan, Aisha Kerman, $5,000 after Aisha posted on her social media saying she didn't know how she was going to be able to afford school. Somebody tagged Taylor Swift. She saw it, sent her $5,000.
Okay, I'm just going to go start tagging celebrities underneath all my friends' posts.
This is why I tweeted at Post Malone saying, how many retweets for me to get a G-Wagon? Because could you imagine if all of a sudden I just was able to drive a $150,000 G-Wagon?
That'd be amazing.
That I didn't pay for? It would be the best. Ugh!
So Taylor Swift will be performing at the VMAs. Camila Cabello, Shawn Mendes, Lil Nas X, Lizzo. Missy Elliott is going to be performing. She's the next recipient of the VMA Video Vanguard Award.
And finally, trending this hour, Harry Styles has turned down the role of Prince Eric in Disney's live-action Little Mermaid.
This is such a letdown for me because I'm such a Harry Styles fan. When I saw him in Dunkirk, There's a scene where he's just eating a jam sandwich, and it is the sexiest thing I've ever seen.
Should I go make a sandwich? Is that like what you're into?
No, no, no. It was like Harry Styles eating a sandwich.
Okay.
So, no, come back.
No! You want to make a sandwich? Hello! Hello! Thank you for checking out the show. I have a plastic stencil on my face because I lost a bet and I have to get my nose waxed.
You sound like Bond. James Bond. Okay, so we have melted the wax.
Yeah, she's about to go in the old nostril. I'm really worried about the second one because I'm going to know how painful it is
we'll
at that
point.
We'll
do just one. We'll do just one.
Well, then I'm just going to I'm going to be crooked all day. I'll be walking with a limp. I'll be misweighted.
All right.
Okay.
So,
oh, God.
That looks...
Can I put it in?
No, that's my job. Check it out on the camera here. There's the wax.
Okay, well, before it gets cold, get it in there.
Oh,
I want to put it in.
Oh, God. No.
Ow, 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 ow. It's hot. Ow.
You got to wait for it to cool. You got to wait for it
to harden. 90 seconds, they said, right?
Yeah.
90 seconds? Oh, God. Ah, I'm so nervous. Ah, I lose bets to Lisa way too much.
Okay, so
this is my tattoo for Facebook Live.
While we were discussing hard wax, one time I tried to use this hard wax kit, something of the sort, on my bikini line. And so I had my one foot up on the counter and I like spread the wax. And then you're supposed to wait for it to harden a bit and then yank it off as fast as you can. And I just kept getting nervous. I kept going like, okay, 3, 2, 1. Ugh, no, I can't do it. And it got to the point where it hardened so much that I couldn't put my leg down. It like made a cast on my crotch. Oh, so I had to lay in a hot bath until the wax melted. So good luck. Here we go.
I'm scared. There's no way out now,
there's
right?
No, because it's like really, it's lodged in there.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Hey, if you've ever had fails while you've been... taking care of yourself, maybe doing some landscaping. My brother had to get my mom to check his downstairs after he cut himself shaving.
Yeah.
That's pretty embarrassing. Okay.
I feel like it's hard. Can I feel the wax? Can I just feel the wax? Oh, God.
Oh, I'm so nervous. Okay. 3.
No.
I'm dizzy. I'm so nervous.
Up. Hurry.
3, 2, 1. Oh! Look at that. You could make a blanket.
That could start a fire. That is a fire hazard.
I'm going to keep it for kindling.
Hot 107.
I love stories about birds. I love stories about things that happen in the air in general. Plane stories, always interesting to me. Oh, let's just combine them, shall we? So passengers were...
Okay, great hook. Everybody's so interested now.
So passengers on an airline obviously started panicking 30 minutes into their flight when a bat randomly started flying around the aircraft. Sounds like a nightmare. Where's Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, these MF'ing bats on this MF'ing plane.
Honestly.
It must have been a red eye, hey?
Because it's a bat.
Yeah.
They only fly at night. Exactly. See, that's the thing that bugs me about the story. It's like, who is this pretentious bat getting on an airplane to get to your destination? Please. You have wings.
Yeah, it's like batception. It's a flight inside a flight.
So midair, especially 30 minutes in, that's when you start to relax. You know, you put your book down, you close your eyes.
Right.
And then all of a sudden... panic.
Wow.
There's nowhere to run. Where do you go? My biggest fear is a bat flying down towards me because I have so much thick hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag humble brag. But it would get stuck in my hair so easily.
And and what do you do? Like,
okay.
Quite often you can attract animals with food, right?
Right.
But nobody wants to eat airplane food. Not even bats, I'm sure.
Okay, do you remember that one episode of The Office?
Oh, here we go.
When Dwight's trying to get the bat that's in the office, and then he puts the big garbage bag over that one character's head because the bat's in her hair?
Yeah, that's another episode of Lisa talking about TV shows.
That no one cares about.
This is
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded,
the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa,
powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.